I was
all right, that's enough of that. Let's get going.
Because it was just on. And this woman, she
because, you know, I didn't have the agency to turn it off or anything because I'm a woman. There was not a man available to change the channel on the television for me. And I wasn't going to actually, you know, reach out and pick up the remote control and use it myself because moving my arm like that might have disturbed some of the armpit hairs that I was growing in order to show everyone around me how strong and independent I am.
She gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids, right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses.
Well, the guys always lose.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life.
Poontank. Get out of my bedroom, poontank.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
Oh, that's patriarchal. And racist. That's actually white supremacist.
Single moms are wonderful because... What? They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
Well, that's how statism works. You take away from the intelligent people and you give to the unintelligent people. Because intelligent people don't need the state. Intelligent people can figure out how to build a fucking flat place on the ground.
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Fur baby!
Trigger warning.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Keep it simple, because they're feminists.
Why is it nearly 100%? I'm sure there's one or
two. Yeah, that was a number. That's oppression.
Of the feminist careers require
career. I have my career as career. I have a career caring for other people's children, and then I go home to my fur babies. It doesn't matter what you think.
Women!
No, they don't have testosterone, but they certainly do screech.
Independent. No, they're not.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say. And it's sad. And a lot of girls are going to stay bigoted and misogynistic. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Trigger warning.
You bitch. Yeah, who the hell you? Who the hell you think I'm calling a bitch? Fuck. All right, greetings, friends and enemies. Yes, it is the great one himself, the founder. I've been busy as fuck. We'll talk about all that later on, though. We're not here to listen to me talk about my personal life. We'll do another podcast about that, where I will tell you, as I clear my fucking throat into the microphone and your ears, being thus an obnoxious fucking prick, we'll do another podcast where I'll tell you about my life and adventures and agony and heartaches and desire to kill other people. But right now, we're going to give some more advice to the white women of North America who are experiencing the extreme discomfort that comes with being a white woman from North America, being so oppressed. Right? When men sneak into your bedroom at night while you're asleep and shave your armpit hair that you're so desperately trying to grow in order to advertise to everyone how devoted you are to your career. Dear Eugene, I want, yes, all women want, That's what women do. They want. They consume. They desire. They want. They want more shoes. They want to go shopping. They want more fur babies. They want men to not look at them unless it's a man that they want to fuck. Then they want the man to fuck them. And then they want the man to go away. And they want to be impregnated by an alpha. And they want to have a beta to provide for the children while they fuck other alphas on the side. Women want, 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 want. Yes, we know you want. You're never happy. You're never satisfied. Dear Eugene, I want an open relationship. I have broached the topic numerous times, but my man won't listen to my pleas. Her man will not give her permission to fuck other men. Imagine that. Imagine that. These are first world white girl from North America problems. My man will not give me permission. Sweetheart, why do you need permission from your man to fuck other men? Aren't you strong and independent? Can't you do anything you want? Can't you go, girl? Just grow out your armpit hair. And go out and show the armpit hair to men that you want to have sex with and tell them you have a career. And they'll fuck you. You can fuck all the men you want without your man's permission because it's your body, your choice. He can't tell you what to do with your body. Why do you need his permission? Aren't you strong and independent? Also, because that's not enough. That's not enough. She wants permission to fuck other men, but see, that's not enough. Also, I want to move abroad. Well, the way you move abroad is to tell her she's fat and she'll get up to come over and slap you. That's how you move abroad. She wants to move abroad. Okay, bitch, go. It's your body, your choice. Oh, you want him to go come with you and continue to provide for you and give you permission to fuck other men in whatever country you want to go to. Finally, because see, that wasn't enough. It's not enough that she wants permission from her man to fuck other men. And it's not enough that she wants to move abroad. There's more. There's always more. Finally, he wants children, and I despise children. Okay, at this point, we can safely say that the actual problem here is him, because he needs to dump that bitch! Dude, you need to dump this bitch. Okay, if you want women, we know you want women, you're a man. If you want children and you're dating a woman who despises children and wants to fuck other men, you're making a huge mistake. We're both 23. He is a wonderful man. You know, other than the fact that he wants children, he wants to stay in California. Did I read that sentence? Also, I want to move abroad. He wants to stay in California. Okay, now the fact that he wants to stay in California makes him maybe a little bit insane. Get the fuck out of California. But then, I don't know where they are in California. Maybe they're not in a leftist shithole. Or maybe they are, because he found a woman who wants to fuck other men and move to other countries and hates children. So he found a well, all women are liberals, though. Never mind. He's a wonderful man, and we've been so happy together. Oh my God! Give me a minute. Okay. He is a wonderful man, and we've been so happy together that I married him 6 months ago. Dude, you fucking married this woman? Are you nuts? You want children, She despises children and wants to fuck other men. And you married this broad. I could understand just banging her until something better comes along. You married this? And he's a wonderful man, other than the fact that he won't give you permission to fuck other men. He wants to stay in California, and he wants children whom you despise. Now, I wonder how she feels about fur babies. I bet this fucking broad loves fur babies. Once again, I'd love to know, did this woman go to college? Bet she did. Does she have a career? I bet she does. How much does she weigh? Do these three disagreements foretell our doom? Yes, if your man has any testosterone and spinal column, yes. Now, if he's a complete beta male and just lets you walk all over him and eventually gives you permission to fuck other men and moves abroad, for, and then maybe not. And my advice to this woman would be to divorce this guy, because my advice to this guy would be to divorce this woman. Somebody here has got to start the fucking ball rolling on the divorce. Then again, this guy's probably a fucking leftist and maybe his life is ruined, and who gives a shit, because I hate leftists. But why? Why in fuck's name? Okay, if you're a man and you want children, why the fuck would you marry a woman that despises children? Like, do you men think that they're going to change? Do you think she's going to wake up one day and suddenly decide she wants kids? No, women don't decide they want children until they're 42. Oh, God. Whew. I just made the mistake of actually looking. All right, here we go. Dear Eugene, I'm proud. Of course you are. I'm proud to be a Kentucky lady living a life filled with politics, bourbon, racehorses, and Kentucky gentleman. I'm also 25, a residential physician, and have been officially with a guy for 2 years. You can become a doctor when you're 25? Or wait, is a resident physician something different than a real doctor? And I just don't know it. I'm not taking medical advice from any 25-year-old woman. So imagine the unpleasant situation when a strange woman I've never heard of began circling my boyfriend's house, beating on the doors, and calling his phone. He refused to let her in and told me she's just a friend from work who I had sex with a long time ago. And okay. I saw three initials display on his phone, went through his Facebook friends, found the woman who matched the initials, saw they worked in the same place, but surprise, she's 20 years older than he is. This is just the first episode in a book called The Ugly Cougar Who Captivated My Boyfriend. Okay. I have mass amounts of hatred for this woman. Yes, because you're a woman and you hate all other women. That's what women do. They hate each other. I have mass amounts of hatred for this woman after she chased me and I had to call the cops. My boyfriend is 29. And I've always known he had major mommy issues, but it turns out they had a real relationship and a dog together, and a dog together. Because that's what women do. Let's have a fur baby together. They had a real relationship and a dog together for 3 years before we met. So yes, before he met you, he is allowed to date other women. And you don't have to approve of those women. So far, this is basically my boyfriend dated another woman before I dated him, and I don't approve of that woman. Okay, so she's circling his house and beating on his door because she's insane. Okay, well, all women are insane because your letter tells us that you're also insane. So this might seem silly, but I wonder if he'll ever get over her. Sometimes I see him stare at cars that are exactly like hers, or tense when he hears her name. Okay, if some woman was circling my house in her car and beating on my door, when I saw a car that looked like hers, I'd stare at it too, because I'd be trying to figure out if that's her and she's following me. And when I heard her name, I would tense up also, because I'd be wondering if she was stalking me. So his ex-girlfriend is a fucking psycho stalker. Yes, that's what women are. Women are insane. You should know this. You're one of them. Oh, wait, you don't have self-awareness because you're one of them. Is this just me being insecure? Well, yes, because you're a woman. You can't stop being insecure. Or do you think my boyfriend will always be in love with this woman? What makes you think he's in love with her, sweetheart? Just because she's following him around, there's no evidence in this letter that he is in love with her. None. You presented, oh, that's right, you're a woman. You don't understand the concept of evidence. You presented no evidence in this letter that he is in love with her. You presented evidence that she's a psycho stalker. But there's no evidence that he gives a flying fuck about her. Sounds like he's trying to avoid her if he refused to let her in the house. If he was in love with her, and by in love, we of course mean if he wanted to bang her, because that's men want to bang women. We don't love them. If he wanted to bang her, he'd just be banging her. So yes, you are insecure, and no, your boyfriend's not in love with her. Your boyfriend is pretty obviously trying to avoid her, but you're not smart enough to figure that out because you're a woman. Dear Eugene, for the past 4 Valentine's days, my boyfriend has had no money to buy me a gift. He couldn't even take me out to a dinner or a movie. Okay, then why are you dating somebody who doesn't have money? Because we know it's not for the sex, okay? You're a woman, and despite the fact that we don't know how old you are and how fat you are, you can pretty much get sex anytime you want to. Because no matter how ugly, no matter how old, no matter how fat you are, there's always some beta male out there who's willing to service you, to do his part to be an ally to the feminist movement. When we met, he had a great job. Ah, so yeah, so when you met him, he had money. That's why you're dating him, because he had money. The question is, why? Once again, why are you still dating a man who doesn't have money, right? It's like when you see a man and he's dating a chick and she's fat, and he said, well, she was thin when we met. Okay, she was thin when you met, but she's not thin now. Why are you still dating her? It's time for you to move on, okay? You were dating her because she's thin. You weren't dating her because of her career. You were not dating her because of her diploma. You were not dating her because of her fucking personality. You were dating her because she was thin. She's not thin anymore. Move on, okay? You were dating this guy because he had money. He doesn't have money anymore. Move on. There's other men that have money. Get out of this guy's life. Stop polluting his fucking environment with your presence. Move the fuck on. Dump that bitch. All right, when we met, he had a great job. Then, after we'd been dating for 5 months, he quit and has so enjoyed not working. Well, yeah. I mean, unlike women, once again, let's review. Unlike women who have been brainwashed into thinking that a career is the fucking end-all, be-all of fulfillment, okay, men understand that a career, first of all, men don't have careers because only women use the fucking term career. Men have jobs, men have professions, but men do not have careers. Careers are a thing women do. Men have jobs to make money so they can go do things that they enjoy. They do not enjoy their jobs. A job is not something men enjoy. Okay, men do not get fulfillment, emotional, physical, intellectual, from their fucking jobs. Okay, we hate our fucking jobs. If we can get away from our jobs, we're going to fucking do it. Where was I going with that? Why did I go on that rant? I already forgot. Okay, yeah. He has so enjoyed not working. Yes, because men enjoy not going to work. Men enjoy not having jobs. Is it the same as doing things? Men like doing things. Men like being productive. But going to a job, speaking as someone who's had jobs before, going to a job is not always the same thing as being productive. Of course, you women would know that because most of you have careers that don't involve being productive in any fucking way whatsoever, right? All of you, I work for a nonprofit. Yes, you've accomplished and achieved and produced nothing in your entire miserable existence, other than consuming my tax money. After we'd been dating 5 months, he quit and has so enjoyed not working, he inherited his house and car, that he's never looked for a job since. Why? Yeah, why should he? If he's got a place to live and he's got a car, and however he's doing it, he's got enough money to put gas in the car and pay the taxes on the house. And if it's been for 4 years, it's 4 years past four valid. So 4 years, I mean, he's paying the house taxes. He's paying the electric bill. He's putting gas in the car. He's probably getting the oil in the car changed, because unlike a woman, he doesn't say things like, why do I have to put oil in my car? Didn't it have oil in it when I bought it? Why should he get a fucking job? Why? What fucking incentive does this guy... What incentive? Pray tell. What incentive does he have to get a fucking job? None. If I was in his place, if I had a house and a car, I'm not going to get a job either. He gets, I'm embarrassed to say this about an able-bodied man, food stamps. Oh, really? Sweetheart, are you embarrassed when black men get food stamps? I bet you're not. You know, if he can get food stamps, I mean, remember, you women voted for welfare. You women wanted all of this shit. The fucking welfare state is an extension of feminism. It's an extension of, oh my God, we got to care for everybody and we got to baby everybody and fucking provide for everybody and let's treat everyone like children. And if they, let's give everybody food and we can feel good. You're embarrassed that he's receiving welfare. How much welfare do you receive? As a woman, as a white woman in the United States, you're benefiting from welfare on a constant fucking basis. Whenever I encourage him to jump back in the game, he tells me that he is not going to listen to this anymore. Good for him. I mean, this guy's great. I admire this man. He's doing it right. He's got a house, he's got a car, he's getting food stamps. I see no problem here. The only problem I see, once again, women want more. She wants presents on Valentine's Day. Give me stuff. Give me things. No mention. See, no, then we what we don't... Hold on, let me read the last bit. I've broken up with him so many times over this. But you keep going back, apparently, because if you... How do you... Good God. I've broken up with him so many times over this. Should I give up? Is he a lost cause? How long should I wait before I pull the plug? See, now in this case, there's no mention of he's a wonderful guy or he's perfect. There's nothing. So why are you still dating him? It goes back to this. Why are you still? Why do women do this? Why do men do this? Why did this man marry a woman who despises children and he wants to have children? Why did this man marry a woman who wants to fuck other men and despises children when he wants to have children? Why do you do that? Why is this man dating this woman? I mean, well, he's dating her because she bitches, but I assume she's still putting out. He's like banging her. From his perspective, I suspect she's just what he's banging until something better comes along. So then the question becomes, why is this broad dating this man? Because she's materialistic. She wants stuff. There's no mention in here at all about that she gives a shit about him. She just wants a boyfriend who buys her things. And it's not him. So if you want a boyfriend who buys you things, if you want a boy, if your criteria for a boyfriend is that he spends money on you, and you're dating a man who's not spending money on you, why are you dating a man who's not spending money on you if your criteria for dating a man is that he spends money on you? I mean, how stupid are women? Once again, I would love to know, how much does she weigh? How old is she? What kind of diploma does she have? What's her career? Does she have any fur babies? These are all the things we need to know. The women never tell us this stuff. It's just, oh, Eugene, my boyfriend won't spend enough money on me. And then women tell us how compassionate and caring they are and how they don't care about money and materialism and they like a man who's honest. That's what women value in a man, is honesty. Honesty. Well, he honestly told you to go get stuffed when you bothered him about getting a job that he doesn't need because he's getting welfare, which was voted on in a democracy by women. So my advice to this woman is do this man a favor and break up with him permanently. And then maybe he could find somebody better than you. Maybe he could find someone younger than you, thinner than you. And you can go find somebody who's got a job and values you for your career and your armpit hair. Dear Eugene, I'm a 38-year-old male, not bad looking, but I seem to have lost my mojo. Oh God, is this a man asking a woman for advice on women? Quite frankly, even the thought of asking a woman out on a date sends me into paroxysms of fear. When I meet someone I like, I get a little too excited and handle things badly. What, do you like prematurely ejaculate or something? I don't know what to do. It just kills me. Any advice? Help. Dude, you're a pussy. Don't ask women for advice on meeting women. Fish don't know anything about catching fish. Women don't know anything about women. All right. Dear Eugene, I'm obsessed, of course you are, you're a woman, with having a boyfriend. I immediately assess every man I meet and decide whether or not he'd be a good boyfriend candidate. This is no way to meet men. I know. What's wrong with me? What? Okay, you're obsessed with having a boyfriend because you're a woman and women are genetically programmed to find men, to provide for them and give them babies. It's like why men are obsessed with having girlfriends, because we're genetically programmed to impregnate women and have children and provide for the women and children, okay? That's why the human species is still here. I mean, even Jews are programmed to do this. That's why humans and Jews are on the planet Earth. I immediately assess every woman I meet to determine if she's a girlfriend candidate. So when you say that you immediately assess every man you meet and decide whether or not he'd be a good boyfriend candidate, then you say that's no way to meet men. Well, then what? How exactly do you think you're supposed to meet men? You meet men, and you assess them and say, would this guy be a good boyfriend for me? That's exactly how it's supposed to work, you stupid bitch. So you meet a man, and you despise children. And then so you say to him, so what do you think about children? And he says, oh, I love children. I'd like to have children one day. You know he's not a boyfriend, so you should not marry him. Even if he's dumb enough to ask you to marry him, you shouldn't marry him. Okay, somebody has to have some intelligence, and we know it's not going to be the woman, but occasionally maybe it could be. Maybe you women, that's not really intelligence. Maybe, however, you could be sufficiently fucking selfish to make something that is actually a good decision. Not because you are intelligent, but because you're selfish. So when the man wants to have children and you despise children and want to fuck other men, right? The intelligent thing to do when he says, will you marry me, would be for you to say no. But you're not going to do that out of intelligence because you're a fucking woman. You don't have any intelligence. But could you do it out of selfishness? Could you just be selfish and say, well, I'm not going to marry this piece of shit. He wants kids and he's not going to let me fuck other men. And it's all about me. It's my body and my choice. And I want my body to be inserted into by multiple men. And since he's not going to give me permission to do that, though I don't know why you need permission, just be selfish. Just be selfish and say no. And he'll thank you in the long run. He won't thank you. He'll be, oh my God, she rejected me. He'll be all beta male and pussy because he's from California. Oh, I really wanted to marry this woman that despises children, even though I want to have children and I'm not so sad. And then like 3 days later, he'll be over it. And he can find himself a real woman. You know, one that wants to have children and doesn't have armpit hair. So girls, I don't expect you to do anything out of intelligence. But could you please act out of selfishness as often as possible? Because occasionally, like with the other guy, you want him to spend money on you. He wants to spend money on you because he's on food stamps. Would you act out of selfishness and dump him? Do you both a favor? Because, I mean, you're 4 years older than you were when he got a job. He can find a woman who's younger. He has a house and a car. He's got lots of free time. He can find someone better than you. He can do better than you. Get out of his fucking life. Okay? Be selfish. Get out of his life and go find a man with more money so that he can find a woman who's better than you. Like the only time women won't be selfish is when being selfish would benefit the man. You women are so fucking hateful that if I was selfish on this, then the man would benefit. That would be patriarchy. I'm going to stop being selfish just long enough to fuck men over. Just be selfish all the fucking time. Consistently. It'll work out better for all of us in the long run. Speaking of that, I can't remember if I told you guys this story or not. It's a short one, so if you've heard it, but if I have told you, it won't. So remember many, many months ago, right, there was the hot chick at the grocery store I kept going on about, and I asked her if she wanted to go out, and I said that she told me no faster than any girl has ever told me no in my life. So her, right, massively hot chick. So then I went like months, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months where I didn't see her just because I was working. And when I went to the grocery store, she wasn't ever around, blah, blah, blah. So I saw her again. It's probably been about a month now, but I saw her again. And it was one of those moments where it's like, all right, thank God she said no, because in the however many months it's been since I last saw her, like I almost did not recognize her. I walked past her and did not recognize her because she has put on so much fucking weight. Like that ass has exploded. And I stopped and I doubled back. I'm like, holy shit, that is her. And I talked to her for a second, but I walked away. I'm like, oh my God, thank God she said no. Dodge that bullet. Dear E. Jean, I'm a software engineer. Is this another fucking... Wait, is this another man? No, this is a woman. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I accidentally read ahead. Here we go. I'm a software engineer. So when your computer software doesn't work right, we can blame this bitch. Knife throwing and taekwondo are two of my after-hours hobbies. And my bench press number is not totally shabby. Do you have any thoughts on why guys might be skipping over me? I've included a photo to show, I hope, that I don't look as scary as I sound. Now, of course, Eugene didn't print the photo. I have been told that I can come off as a bit cold, but this feeling dissipates as a person gets to know me. Okay, so how long is a person supposed to invest in knowing you before you stop being a bitch? I spent 12 years pursuing ballet, so I'm not completely devoid of femininity. Okay, if you have to point out that you're not completely devoid of femininity, that tells me that you're not very feminine. Is my self-sufficiency possibly turning guys off? No, what's turning guys off is probably the armpit hair and the left-wing politics. You probably can't shut up about how strong and independent you are. You probably can't stop talking about your career. Do you have a fur baby? How much do you weigh? Just your bench press number is not totally shabby. Okay, that doesn't mean anything. Once again, see, this is women. My bench press number isn't totally shabby. That's not a number. Tell me how much you can bench press. And when you bench press, do you use those weights that are really big? Have you guys have seen, right, women lifting with the weights? They're really giant. They're all like the size of 45-pound plates. And they're even thicker. And they're bright different colors. And so like the 5-pound weight, the 5-pound plate, and the 25-pound plate are the exact same size. You know what I'm talking about, those big, giant. And so you see this woman, and you see her. She's got like 3 plates on each side of the bar, and they all look like 45-pounders. But then you look, and you realize that it's a 10 and 2 fives. All right, so what's the fucking number, sweetheart? What is the fucking number that you bench press? Dear E. Jean, I'm a husband. Oh, God, it's another fucking man. I'm a husband with a wonderful wife. Right, we're about to find out what's wrong with his wife. Wait, remember, dude, you asked her to marry you. You're the one, hey, will you marry me? I know you despise children and you want to fuck other men, but would you marry me? Because I really want to have kids. I'm a husband with a wonderful wife. Before my marriage, okay, I mentioned to her that at one time in my life, I liked wearing women's clothing, especially lingerie. Okay? You deserve everything you've got. She let the subject drop. I did not pursue it, and I stopped doing it. But recently, the urge has returned. Is it wrong for me to do it? Okay, is it wrong? Well, you mean legally wrong? No. Morally wrong? Well, you're not really hurting anyone else by doing it. Is it wrong within the context of any agreement you made with your wife? Like in the wedding vows, did you promise to never wear women's clothing again? If you didn't, then you put on the women's clothing. If she doesn't like it, you know, she can put up with it, or she can divorce you and take half of what you've got. And it would be, the ultimate problem here is that you're an idiot. Is it wrong? No, it's not wrong for you to wear women's clothing. If you really want to wear women's clothing, put on the women's clothing and the cards will fall where they fucking fall. Dear E. Jean, how about addressing the plight? Oh, this has got to be a woman, because women all have plights, because they're all oppressed all the time by the plight. I have a plight. I'm so oppressed by the patriarchy. How about addressing the plight of a slim, okay, sure you are, vibrant, sure you are, active, attractive, sure you are, maturing, passionate, sexual, 80-year-old. Okay, this woman is 80 years old. She might be slim. She thinks she's vibrant, active, attractive, nurturing. Yeah, women are so fucking nurturing. You're all a bunch of fucking totalitarians who want to control everybody's body and fucking either cage or murder anyone who disagrees with you. Yeah, you're so fucking nurturing, right? You find boyfriends who beat and abuse your children, and you stand there and you let it happen. You're so fucking nurturing. She's passionate and sexual. She's 80 years old. The men I know are looking for women half their age. Yes, because no man wants to date a fucking old woman. Why would any man want an, well, because of her personality, great one. She's such a good person to be around. No, that's not why men date women, okay? That's not it. The men I know are looking for women half their age, and I live in a close-knit area in Atlanta where there isn't a man left who can satisfy my needs. Wow, no man, there's not a man in all of Atlanta that can satisfy her needs. All I want, okay, here we're gonna get the list of all that she wants. I can't wait to hear this. All I want. All that she wants. This is it. This is all she wants. She just a little bit. Is she asking for too much? I mean, come on. She's an 80-year-old, nurturing, passionate, sexual, slim, vibrant, attractive woman. All that she wants. Okay, this is all she wants. All I want is a vibrant, virile man close to my age. Is that too much to ask? Yes, it is, because no 80-year-old man wants an 80-year-old woman. In fact, I would question whether or not an 80-year-old man wants a woman. I mean, fuck, I'm only 50-something, and I almost don't give a flying fuck about women at all at this point. Why? What are you going to add to my... If a guy's 80 years old, and let's be honest, you're not going to date a guy who's on food stamps. Okay, you don't want a man on food stamps. You want a man with a career so he can buy you stuff on Valentine's Day because you're a woman and you're selfish and you're materialistic. So an 80-year-old man with a career is going to want you. Match.com and OurTime.com. I've never even heard of OurTime.com. We're disappointing. Please help before it's too late. Oh my God, so she's an 80-year-old woman doing internet dating. Yes, your 80-year-old ass. I'm sure men on the internet are actually, if you get an Instagram account, men will throw themselves at you. You can post a picture of yourself and they'll post, oh, you're so hot. With little fire flame icons or faggies or whatever those fucking things are called that I don't do because it's gay as fuck. Okay? It's like using the word super. If you're a man and you use the word super, you're gay. If you're a man and you use little fucking icon emojis or whatever those are called, you're a fucking gay, dude. Just stop. That is fucking shit that 14-year-old girls do, which means all girls, because all girls are 14. Forever 14. Yes, sweetheart, you're asking too much. No man wants you. Please shut the fuck up. All right, moving on. Dear Eugene, the man I'm set to marry is kind, is a kind, honest, rare breed of man. But you saw this coming. Of course, because anytime a woman starts off with how great her boyfriend or her man or her husband is, we know that we're about to find out everything that's wrong with him. The man I, and okay, so and what's it? Why are you going to marry him? Here we go again. Here we go again. Can you women not fucking be selfish? How is it you can be selfish as fuck, but not selfish enough to avoid fucking up some man's life? I don't give a shit about her life. She's a fucking woman. She's expendable. They're all the same. But this woman, she's about to tell us what's wrong with this guy, and she's going to marry him anyway and fuck up his life. Yes, you women are so fucking compassionate, so empathetic. You care so much about other people. The man I'm set to marry is a kind, honest, rare breed of man, but, you saw this coming, he has a serious problem controlling himself when drinking. Okay, then why are you, I wonder, he probably makes a lot of money. That's why you're marrying him, isn't it? Because he's pulling six figures, or seven. If he crosses the line, which is very easy for him to do, He loses control and acts like a giant lobotomized toddler set loose in the city. Oh, so he acts like a woman. I see your problem, because as a woman, I know you hate other people competing with you in the woman department. A giant lobotomized toddler set loose in the city. That is a great description of female behavior. His friends and family ignore it because it's disarmingly charming to see a tall... What? His friends and family ignore it because it's disarmingly charming to see a tall Brit behave like a puppy on ether. But I worry about the future. Oh, so he's British, so he's got that little accent. Okay, that's what's doing it. He believes we can work through it. He'll grow out of the blackouts and we'll build trust. Now, hold on. Did he actually say this, that he's going to grow out of the blackouts and we will build trust? All right, this guy maybe deserves to have you marry him and ruin his life because he sounds like an idiot. Nobody grows out of blackouts. I mean, you can stop drinking and stop having blackouts. I can say that as somebody who used to drink until I had blackouts. I've had lots of blackouts in my life. The number of times I was in the military that I drove back to the base and don't remember driving part of the way back down the interstate is multiple. I've had lots of blackouts. I didn't grow out of them. I stopped drinking. And build trust. What the fuck did build trust? First of all, no man uses a phrase like, we'll build trust. You don't build trust. You earn trust, but you don't build it. He believes we can work through it. He'll grow out of the blackouts and we'll build trust. But how is this possible when wine features heavily in our lifestyle and work? Wine features heavily in our lifestyle and work. Okay, unless you're a wine taster, pretty sure wine does not feature heavily in your lifestyle and certainly not in work. our lifestyle and work. Do you work together? You're going to marry someone you work with? Who's an alcoholic? Who has blackouts? Yeah, you're just, sweetheart, be selfish and don't marry the fucking guy. Will my trust be constantly in jeopardy? Yes, because he loves, he loves alcohol more than he loves you. Why did he ask you to marry him? I don't know, because he's an idiot. Because he probably wants the pussy or something. I don't know, because he's desperate. He's stupid. He was drunk at the time. I don't know. I don't know why he asked you to marry him, but it was a mistake on his part. Do everybody a favor and fucking call off the wedding, sweetheart. Dear Eugene, I have two lovers. Of course you do. One of them is the man who's paying your bills, and the other one is the government. I have two lovers. One I'm marrying this month. Man, there's a lot of marrying going. But the second, whom I've been sneaking around with for 2 years, promises that if I choose him, I can ask for anything and that he'll give me whatever I want and more. Which should I pick? He's going to give you anything you want and more. Sweetheart, be, once again, God damn it, once again, be selfish. Call off the wedding. Why are you marrying this man when you're fucking somebody else? I know you're strong and independent. I know you don't need no man, even though you're fucking two men and you're about to marry one of them. Do this other man a favor. Do this man that you're about to marry, who's probably too dumb to know you're fucking another guy. Do him a fucking favor. I know you hate men. But do this man a favor and don't fucking marry him. Go with the other guy who's gonna give you anything that you want and more, which is impossible because you can't give another human anything that they want and more. I mean, okay, I want the fucking aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. Yes, great one. We'll give you the USS Ronald Reagan and the USS Nimitz, right? It's not gonna happen. You can't get, just do everyone a favor. Be the fucking selfish bitch that I know you can be if you apply yourself. If you applied yourself to being selfish the way you apply yourself to your career and growing your armpit hair, you can do this. You can be a bitch sufficiently selfish enough to not marry this man and ruin his fucking life. Because the first guy might actually be something of a decent human being. All right? And you're not. You're not decent. You're not a human being. You're a woman. You're a fucking incubator. Shut the fuck up, bitch, and make me a pie.
Shut your mouth and make babies.
Remember, feminist is a woman who has not been spanked enough. End of discussion. You're welcome.
What is beautiful in a woman
is shutting up. It's when she closes her mouth and doesn't make noise or eat.
Straight men.
That's what makes a woman attractive. Closing her mouth.
By accident, it's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are
my career.
Newsflash. Guys don't care about your stupid office job.
I have a career.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all...
You know, because we actually do things.
Especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about.
They're about parasitism.
They are all about lying.
Spend money on me.
On that lie for
spend money on me.
Advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
And make babies.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.